everybody. It's Alia.
And Lena.
And Adam.
Welcome to the Creek End.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to say.
Certified lover boy.
Yeah.
So you may never hear from us again.
The most popular pre-certified lover boy merch drop podcast. No, this is a Creekin. Your favorite podcast.
No, you're in the right spot. This is that
Creekin. No. So yeah, another week, another episode. Today we're gonna be discussing season 6, episode 13, which I believe is called Rock Bottom.
Baby.
Bottom energy.
Yeah, I don't know if there's really a lot of bottom energy going down on here, but
There is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we should just dive right in.
Let's get to it. I love to do it.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Vanderfreak should know that Adam is hot off of pizza, like dessert pizza, and
except not sweet pizza, but savory.
I'm feeling like I'm paying for it, so we're on the clock.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
We're coming in hot, but you know, we might
the block
die.
Is hot, and so is the pizza.
Bottom energy. Okay, so
I told you.
So here's what's up. I'm gonna split up these storylines because they're very separate, which is nice. But I am gonna give you the opening scene because I feel like it kind of, I don't know, it sort of like sets things into motion. We'll tease you a little bit and then we'll bring it back to stupid shit. Basically, we open up on Joey and Audrey in the dorm room, and Audrey does not want to go to rehab. She's supposed to go to rehab. She doesn't want to go. She's picking out various outfits to ensure that she gets laid at rehab. Apparently, we find out Joey called Audrey's parents and, like, kind of is in cahoots with them to get Audrey some help. The white van shows up to take Audrey away, and she's basically like, I'm gonna bail. Can I drink at the airport? Joey's like, no. And Audrey's like, you're a bitch. They make some Ben Affleck sobriety jokes, which just made me reflect upon the fact that we've been talking about Ben Affleck's sobriety for like 20 years, which is...
Wow.
Sucks and must be really hard for him. I don't know why that made me have empathy for Ben Affleck, but I was just like, damn, it's been
I have
a journey.
No empathy for Ben Affleck.
Should I not? He's a dick.
You're
right?
Allowed to.
Okay, I don't know. I was just
I
like,
just don't.
I mean, I feel like I have a really complicated relationship with Ben that I don't want to get into right now.
Give us your peek in your pit of Ben.
Shit.
We're going there.
Oh,
you opened the door.
Yeah.
I think my pit is the Phoenix tattoo on the beach.
Wait,
that's
I don't even
pit?
Know what that is. What
he
is
has
that?
Like this gigantic back tattoo.
It's hideous. It's really
of like
truly
a
bad.
Phoenix. God, I don't know. There's a Oh, but my peak is definitely, like, all these pictures of, these paparazzi pictures of him, like, smoking cigarettes and looking really fucking depressed.
Okay, that's my pit.
That's your pit?
Yeah.
That's no, that's, like, the, that's
oh,
for me, that
I
would
thought,
be the peak. And
I think those pictures are hilarious.
I mean.
Those pictures are, like, mood. Like, that's something I post and just the caption is just mood.
Okay, we will be doing that then.
I realize I didn't reference like any of his movies or anything, but they're kind of inconsequential.
Not
you
that
know?
Important, yeah.
His entire career is fucking inconsequential.
He had that one movie.
Which one?
The one with fucking Robin Williams.
Oh, Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
That's not like... He's like, he's really minor part of that.
Yeah, but he was in it.
Right. I mean, I realize he wrote it and shit, but like, talk about like jerking off white dudes for being white, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people love that movie.
I mean, I do love aspects of that movie. I was just... This is such a fucking tangent. We shouldn't do this. But I was just sent a picture of...
Well, let's go
Chris,
right in.
I was just sent a picture of Chris Evans with a shaved head and a gold chain. And then it became this whole it became this whole fucking conversation about Boston boys and, like, toxicity. And
yeah, so, yeah. Let's go there.
That's relevant to this show.
That is. They are in Boston. Bean Town, as Joe would say in this fucking episode.
Bean Town.
Anyway, yeah, let me get a quick peek and pit for you guys on Ben. I mean, don't forget the J-Lo, like, Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Geely.
Kind of.
Fuck, important. No, they did. Shit.
Mm-hmm. He was hot then for like a second.
I feel like my peak is Armageddon.
Oh,
and
shit, yeah.
My pit is Paparazzi. Real, the real Ben is actually my pit.
He was, I would like to dispute that. I think he was never hot, and J-Lo afforded him some attractiveness, which he leached off of her. He was just hot by association.
He was made hotter by J-Lo, but that's true of everyone she comes in contact with.
Yes.
He had such a fucking... His glow up, he had like a two stage glow up, okay? Because
what's the first stage? What's stage
his first stage was he was in all those Kevin Smith movies and he just kind of looked like a schlubby asshole. And then
in
when
Jersey.
Yeah. And then when he showed up, and he literally played a dickhead in every single movie. And then when he showed up in Armageddon in like a tank top making out with Liv Tyler, all of a sudden he was like really hot.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. And then I guess the second glow up was like when he got with J-Lo and he became like something else.
I remember none of this except for the J-Lo part.
It's very real.
Huh. I feel like, yeah. I don't know. So wait, did we get peak pit from both of you?
I said Armageddon. You said. The real okay. Ben. Adam?
Peak cigarette... Like depressed cigarette shots. Pitt is, now that we brought it up, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Whoa. That's the pit because, like, it's such a bad pair?
Like, jealousy. It did bring just being, like, generally distraught. Like, yeah.
They were tumultuous.
You could tell when they were together that he fucking hated himself. He was like, I'm with the most beautiful woman in the world, and I'm not worthy, and I know that right here on this red carpet. And on this yacht, on the set of the Love Don't Cost a Thing video.
See, this is making me have, like, fucking empathy for Ben Affleck again. We don't want to do that today.
Why do you have empathy for him?
Okay, to bring it back to the episode, because they made a joke about, like, him relapsing or whatever, and I was like, damn, like, we've been talking about Ben Affleck relapsing for, like, 20 years, and it's been, like, the butt of the joke for, like, 20 years. I was like, that sucks.
Having a public struggle with drugs and alcohol is tough. It's made a lot easier when you date one of the hottest women ever, and you're rich as fuck.
Well,
I have no... empathy for Ben Affleck.
From Lana's perspective, him being with the hottest woman in the world was actually quite triggering for him.
How was that triggering?
I feel that it forced him to confront his low self-esteem.
Yeah, his own feelings of inadequacy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on him. Come on. Like, if you're with, like, a business mogul, like, fashion icon, musical genius...
This is what happens to men, though.
Musical genius?
Yes. It's said, and it can't be taken back, and it's stand by me.
Musical genius. I'm currently watching the Love Don't Cost a Thing video.
But this is what happens to many men when they are around powerful women. They fucking crumble.
Well,
that's tales of
he, that's the opportunity
Girl,
for him
know.
To level up. You know, like, why is he like, I have no empathy, no sympathy.
Okay,
none
fine.
That for me.
Fuck Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Fuck Ben Affleck.
It's so okay. This is what fucking
the Oscars.
This is what happens.
Back.
This is what happens every time I'm like, gonna make it quick, just slide right through. And it's like a 20-minute tangent about Ben Affleck.
Okay, it was only over. 10 minutes.
Oh, so. My God. Okay.
That's it. That's the one. We get
Lena's face. She's like, and I'm not gonna get these 10 minutes back.
No, we get one tangent like that. We used it up. Now we blast.
Damn.
It was worth
okay.
it. At least we got the stated that J-Lo is a musical genius.
And no one to second me on the Phoenix tattoo being the
That's honestly a deep cut in like pop culture knowledge that even exists. I know.
I think
you were on Twitter on that week, you saw it.
I have some really obscure takes.
Okay, before we get back into the app, I just want to throw an apology out to the Vander Freaks for season 6, episode 9.
They're not listening.
They shouldn't. Don't listen to it. It's bad. It's a lot of like, hey, let's go find a picture on the internet and talk about it.
We're just taking them on a journey, you know? It's like, if we could, would be helpful if we read the URL out loud.
Yes.
And that way they could join us. http://www.chriscarabaphotos.net.
Because that's where we went.
That's what we talked about. I was wondering why it was dashboard themed. I was like, what did we talk about with him?
We talked
Caraba?
About we're not gonna do it again.
Okay,
we're not gonna do it again. This is an apology for that episode.
Lena is triggered.
Turn.
Let's,
I am.
This guy's
let's recap.
The episode
He's gonna
is
stop.
Triggered.
Let's recap ep 9.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm off. I'm done.
So
we're closing. We're done.
Basically, it's pretty clear that Audrey leaves. But it's pretty clear that she's not really going to rehab. Then Joey's like rushing out the door, and who shows up but Eddie? And she's like, oh my God, what the fuck are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I just came to say goodbye. And she's like, wow, like, why would you do that? And he's like, you know what's funny? You're like 20 times sexier than when you're angry. It's really disgusting.
Punch him in the mouth.
Apparently he's a changed man, and she was right about everything. He's going
Don't
to California. He has a scholarship.
This is triggering me, so I'm lighting a candle.
Do it. That's safe. Everything. That's healthy. Everything worked out for him. Apparently, shocking.
Of course it did.
I know. He's leaving tonight, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, I really owe you one." They have a very awkward, sort of like sexual hug, and he kisses her head, which is very bizarre. And then the phone rings, and it's Mrs. Liddell, and apparently Audrey never showed, so yeah, Audrey didn't go to rehab, she just bailed. So Joey's like, oh, you're going to California? Take me with you. That's the basis for this nightmare of an episode.
Road trip!
But like,
Let's
the worst.
Get in a car together. Wait, did we shout out to what's his face?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet. All right. So I'm going to move away from this storyline and talk about the other two storylines, which are much more brief.
Great.
Okay, so first of all, probably the most satisfying storyline is the one with Dawson. Mm. Because basically the whole thing is that he's stepping into this director position that he got randomly when Todd like bailed, and now everyone's being a dick to him because he's 19 years old and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Right.
So, I applaud them all.
Yeah, like there's this guy, I don't know, he's like, I don't know what his job is, but he's basically just, like, there to be a dick to Dawson all day long. He absolutely, like, drags Reeds and destroys Dawson in front of a crew full of people. And then Tasha walks up, and she's like, the script is a piece of shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, need you to do full nudity. And she's like, I don't fucking do nudity. And he's like, but.
Okay, his rewrites included full nudity. Dawson fucking Leary.
He's like, the studio asked for full nudity. She's just like,
studio wants it. You can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he's what, 19? And he's gonna be directing a multi-million-dollar movie.
Did you guys notice also that they completely, like, recast the Max Winter guy, and now it's just, like, some random guy in a bad wig?
No, they like didn't. That,
though. Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Well, they have a guy who's just exactly like him, and he's standing next to Natasha, and it's, like, very clearly supposed to be Max Winter.
What? I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Well, I watched the episode 3 times, so... little details.
Okay, I believe you.
So yeah, that's happening. And that's essentially a lot of the storyline. Like, Dawson is fucking crumbling. The producer shows up, I forget her name, but she's essentially like, how you deal with this will define your entire career. And Dawson's like, oh my god. So he calls Todd to get some help, but Todd's not there. Everyone's still shitting on him. I'm just blowing through this because
just blow, like, right through it.
This is the whole thing.
Blow it
eventually
out.
He's crying over a garbage can, or like, he might be throwing up.
He's throwing up.
He's sick, and Natasha comes up and she's just like, you're being an asshole. Like, you need to stop doing this. No one is gonna have pity on you. You're never gonna be able to do this. Like, she's both, I would say it's tough love, but there's no love involved. She's just like, you need to stop.
Okay, he also is throwing up over a trash can in the middle of the set.
Yeah, like, he doesn't even go to the bathroom.
Dude, he's just like, and it's really embarrassing, and she tells him so.
Yeah, she's basically just like, you don't take yourself seriously, so no one else is going to take you seriously. You need to cut this little baby boy shit. So the next time we see him, like, these two dudes are shooting a different shot than he wanted to, and he's like, what are you doing? And they're like, the shot that you wanted to do sucked, and this one kicks ass. So Dawson's like, jumps into action. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna take over. You're fired. Blah, blah, blah. He, like, takes control. It's supposed to be this turning point. And then the producer comes up and she's like, you have no idea how close you were to getting fired.
I hate all, like, of this interaction. He's just like, what is the most effective thing that I know how to do right now? Channel Todd. Abuse everyone emotionally.
Yes.
Threaten their livelihoods. That's how I'll get their respect. And it's like,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it works. Everyone's just like, wow, he finally became a director.
Yeah, and it's like so upsetting.
Well, it gets more upsetting.
No!
Because
I'm not ready.
Like, as a result of him being an assertive asshole, Natasha is now comes up to Dawson sitting in his director's chair and starts massaging him because apparently, like, that's what, you know, actresses do for...
Oh, yeah.
It's so
super
inappropriate.
Reasonable.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. And they kind of talk about fucking. And then...
Yeah. What is that?
She's like, you want to get a drink tonight? And then
she
it kind of...
She loves power.
It cuts to them at a hotel room. They obviously slept together. She tries to give him a little speech that's like, you know, I'm going to be really busy.
She's like, bring a bucket and a mop.
Yes. Macaroni in a pot.
It's. I'm not getting WAP vibes from their tryst.
I was when she was massaging him. She was like, "Ugh, I love it when people abuse other people emotionally."
Yeah, I don't know. It was wild. So she's like, "Yeah, I'm going to be really busy." And he's like, "You know what? I'm going to stop you there. I understand that this is just sexual. I think I finally get that." She's like, "You know what? Watching you take control, I've never been more proud or turned on. I hate this relationship so much." And so she's basically like, "Never forget the first actress you ever fucked, because there's going to be a lot more." And they have, like, this very heartfelt exchange, which...
Why is that heartfelt? She's like, "You're going to abuse your power dynamic with lots of actresses for the rest of your career. And that's okay. Just remember that I was the first one."
"I'm the first one you abused your power dynamic with." Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fucking insane. So,
it's just, like, the longest... Imagine having a one-night stand with someone and having this long of a goodbye afterwards. Like...
Only with Dawson.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Isn't the longest goodbye an episode of Dawson's Creek?
Yes. I can't get out of this world.
It's so really just a metaphor for the entire series. It's just like the longest goodbye to your sanity.
It's true. When will this show be over? I actually counted it, and if we record like every week, except for next week, we will be done, I believe, like the middle of November.
That's
crazy.
That feels far.
That feels around the corner.
Yeah, it's gonna be real soon.
Oh god. Okay, I can't talk about that. So that's that storyline. And then the other quickie that we have is this one with Jen and CJ and Rams. I know.
This is the most upsetting.
This one's bad. So, basically, Grams tells Jen that she and Clifton Smalls broke up because he wanted her to convert to Judaism. And she manages to slip in there that Mr. Smalls has a huge dick in that conversation. And it's just
that she was throwing down.
Yeah. Talk about WAP. Like...
Yeah, that's the fucking WAP of the season.
Yeah.
Grams.
And Jen's hair is making my eye twitch.
It's bad.
Uniquely awful. I don't think I've seen a worse haircut.
It's
in my
so
life.
Bad. And she like
Have you seen a worse haircut?
No.
Not that I
don't think
of
so.
Right now. No.
Her style has also become like a little bit more kitschy, and so the combination of these two things is just like making her look really unhinged.
It's very like manic pixie on a budget.
Yeah.
And it's not working for me.
Was the budget like kitchen shears?
Well, for the hair, yeah, for sure. It definitely looks like she cut it herself. I wonder if she was like doing a movie or something, and then but there's no excuse for this hair. I don't know.
No
excuse. So she's at the center, I think, and she's talking to CJ and telling him about how her Grams is really sad, and apparently CJ has this Uncle Bill who's also sad and single, and they make an Ozzy and Sharon reference like once every episode at this point. It's so crazy how they're trying to like push this Osbourne's crossover thing. So they decide to set them up. They all end up going out to dinner together, which I thought was weird. Like they're chaperoning.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Super weird.
Uncle Bill seems really weird and unhinged like right off the bat.
Uncle Bill scares the shit out of me. Like, yeah.
I would not like to be with him alone.
No,
ever.
I do not want to be in his presence. Uncle Bill, I mean, we don't have to go there, but Uncle Bill right now, like if he existed today, would be extremely dangerous. We would need to arrest him.
Yeah.
Prevented it. Minority Report his ass.
Wow. We would put Tom Cruise on him?
Pre-crime.
Pre-crime. Wow.
Damn.
Uncle Bill, the ball pops out and it's just like Uncle Bill's face.
The precogs are seeing Uncle Bill and they are losing their shit. No. I kind of want to watch Minority Report again.
Stop. I feel would like support you this. Fucking you complain that whole movie.
I know, but now like I now it's now I get it. And
see, this is exactly what happened to me because I was like, that movie is good. And then when I watched it again, I was like, this isn't very good. But I think like you come away from it. I don't know. It like sticks with you or something's weird.
I mean, it's like a good premise, and but there's many plot holes.
Did you see that the Wachowski sisters are now saying that the original like Matrix the plot line was basically a coming out story for a trans person from a closeted perspective.
And people are
like reanalyzing the shit out of it. And I'm just like, all right, like I get it. But also The Matrix was a long time ago. And then I realized they're making two more.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, Lena and I only watched it like a couple months ago.
With Keanu in number 4 and number 5. And they're making two more fucking John Wicks. So Keanu's set for life.
Keanu is blowing up. He also has the new Bill and Ted.
He's kind of old,
though. Nah. He's, what is he, like 50? He's not that old.
He's old.
He's Keanu.
He's 55.
No
By the time these movies drop, 60-year-old Neo doing kung fu and shit.
I mean,
yeah, he's still got it. They're not going to cast him.
Look, Tom Cruise is like 75.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's probably the same age as Keanu.
Okay.
He's like 60.
He's 58.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, so
Jackie Chan also was doing action and stunts forever.
I mean, no one can say shit to me about excuse me about Keanu.
We actually didn't watch the third Matrix.
We didn't?
Which it sounds like we have to if there's going to be five.
We should.
Did we even finish the second?
Yeah, we did. It was rough, though.
It was so bad.
I heard the third is better.
And I haven't seen any John Wicks. Because they're not available anywhere.
I really want to see the John Wicks.
You should watch those. Those are entertaining.
I want to. It's on my list.
I mean, I fucking love Keanu. He's like my favorite actor. Okay. So, Uncle Bill, unhinged. Oh, yeah. I won't share my what I wrote here about Uncle Bill.
Please do.
I think it's going to be politically offensive.
Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
You don't want to go on that tangent.
No, I don't think so.
Tangent alert.
So
tangent.
we need a tangent button.
There's just like a red light
that
comes on.
Yeah, that's on you, Adam. God. You got the lights. Yeah. Adam's room just went on fire.
Except I can only see one of you, so I need someone to scream tangent at me. So Grams is talking about how she loves to gamble with her church mates, and Bill's like, oh, fuck church. And also, by the way, you have a stick up your ass. And then he starts freaking out because he thinks there's a pubic hair in his soup.
Oh my god.
And yeah, then he makes the joke about her needing to have a stick surgically removed from her ass, and for some reason she starts hysterically laughing. And now they're in love.
That was,
I hate this,
one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life.
It was
just
bad.
Like,
was that laughter?
Was,
and subsequent like love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like him telling her, you need to have that icy cold surgical steel rod removed from your ass. And she just like doubles over and is sort of like whimpering in a way where you don't really understand. You think she's crying, and Jen's like, oh my God, oh my God. And CJ is fucking dead in the eyes and has no reaction. And then then you realize that Grams is fucking busting a nut laughing, and it's offensive to me because Grams would not laugh at that. Grams hasn't been like dick down so hard that she has like no self-respect. Like, that's not the level that she's at. So
Mr. Smalls.
I mean, we know that there's nothing small about Mr. Smalls, but I was just offended that Grams would be like, why, yes, let's continue this dinner. And would you take my arm for a lovely walk? It's like,
makes no sense.
Uncle Bill is fucking trash, and I need him to die, honestly.
Well,
sorry for Uncle Bill stans out there.
It's pretty likely that he will.
Are there Uncle Bill stans?
I don't think so.
Uncle Bill stan, I don't acknowledge them. Listening to this podcast, you need to not. You need to unfollow us, and you need to seek treatment.
Yeah, for some reason I feel like Clifton will be back, even though I'm pretty sure he never shows his face again. I just feel like they'll reconcile.
Hope so.
So yeah, they get back, they decide to go for a walk, so CJ and Jen are talking alone, and Jen's like, gee whiz, I wish I didn't suck with men so much. He's like, what are you talking about? This is going to be like the 10th time that I bring up that I think Jensen Ackles is like a really bad actor. But I don't know. But I can't tell. Like, is this a character choice or is he just like that blank?
No, he's a bad actor. He's extremely pretty. Okay. So he gets cast in things.
Like, I've never seen him in anything else, so I don't know.
He has a problem of not opening his mouth when he speaks.
Yes.
Which I feel like is really, makes acting really difficult if you have to open your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's also just this, like, fucking blasé attitude that is actually, like, his signature, I think. It's like
that's why it's so confusing, because the first time because it's the only thing I've seen him in, so I'm just like, did he make like a really specific character choice?
I've seen like one episode of Supernatural and it was enough. He's the same.
Okay. Cool. Well, pro tip, Jensen, open your fucking mouth.
Open it wide.
Yeah. So basically she's like, oh, I wish I didn't sex with men so much. And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, you know, the guy like slept with my friend. And he's like, well, now that I've known you for 3 more weeks, I realize that I should have been with you and I never should have slept with her. What the fuck? He's into her now? After all of that? It just feels
run
like one gigantic
away.
It feels like one big manipulation now.
Run to the hills.
This feels seriously. So real. This feels so real.
Run like, for your life.
I feel really disappointed in Jen because I felt like she went through the journey of understanding that even though he's really hot, he's a terrible person, and that's not good to be with. And then she just, like, instantly went back on her own self. Which, like,
that's familiar.
Who hasn't been there? Exactly.
Yeah.
But I thought she had, you know, had grown past this.
So bad. So, yeah, then they kiss.
I think this might have been the most upsetting moment in the episode for me.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's bad.
It's really tough.
I can't believe it.
Jen is obviously going through something right now. This hair.
The hair was a surefire sign.
This kiss, this clothes, like.
This kiss.
Impossible.
Kiss.
Centrifugal. No, wait. It's centrifugal motion. That's the best line of the whole song.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's the best line is when it does a little pause. Yes. I don't remember what she says.
No, it's
wait,
like,
have you ever seen the music video for this?
Unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the little trick. It's
you've seen the music video for this?
Probably, yeah. Isn't she just like in a field or something?
No, it's unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
Do you want
unbelievable.
The link? Are we doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it tangent on it?
Tangent. Tangent.
Tangent.
Tangent.
Tangent.
This kiss. Such a great karaoke song.
Oh, she's in the flower.
Oh, it's so loud.
Dangling on a peach.
This is so fucking weird.
Oh, wow. It's very suggestive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Wait.
Now
where is she?
It's so weird. Did you see her riding away on the rocket yet?
I just saw that.
I think that was someone else. Oh, my God. Is this song about oral sex?
It must be.
I don't know, but there's also, like, random children in it. Oh, wait, they're, like, growing up.
Ew.
I think this is a song about either oral sex or, like, rim jobs. Which I guess is also oral sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this seems like...
How did she pull this off without everyone figuring it out? Or are we just living in the dark? Oh, this video says 2009.
I remember this video. That's why I thought she was in a field.
Maybe I'm
forever young. Because I remember, like, the flower.
Why is she wearing a single white glove?
It's a lot of questions. We're not going to get any of the answers.
Safer,
I want to call this tangent to a close.
Safer sex.
I cannot, in good conscience, finish watching that video.
I'm near the end.
And no
I
one's
might go
the
distance.
This kiss.
So
what's that about?
That happened. They're like now they're gonna be a thing, and I really don't want to deal with it.
Oh, they're not gonna break up immediately. No.
I bet it's gonna be great. I bet they're going to do so well as a couple.
Right? Very because they're starting stable. From such a good place.
Yeah, really.
The foundation of the relationship is, like, very strong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about the last storyline?
Yeah.
Blasted okay. out your ass.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, we definitely can. So... So Eddie and Joey are gonna do this California trip. Somehow they track down Audrey in like a hotel room, and who opens the door but this guy named Bob, who is played by Seth Rogen, being every Seth Rogen character in early
2000s. I lost my mind when Seth Rogen opened the door. My fucking mind. I was like, this is hysterical, and it instantly makes the show, or at least this episode, redeemable.
Mm.
I feel like his character sucks, though.
He's awful. And it's just like the thing that made it so great for me is that I had no idea he'd ever been on the show. And mm-hmm. to me, Seth Rogen didn't exist until like Pineapple Express.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know about Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Until way later. So I'm just like, this is hilarious. And he opens the door and there's like weed smoke everywhere. And you're like... How did he travel back in time? Yeah,
right.
That's literally fucking off.
Well, you know, Audrey Busy Phillips was also on Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Didn't know.
Yeah, so it's a little mini reunion action, which we love.
Oh my God, she's really good on Freaks and Geeks too.
She is. She's underrated, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's here, and his name is Bob.
He's here. Apparently, they hooked up. Audrey is passed out in the tub. Joey thinks she's dead, but she's not. And basically, she still refuses to go to rehab, but agrees to drive cross-country with them as long as she can bring Bob. So then they have this really terrible road trip montage where it's just like shots of various roads or something.
There are so many road trip montages, some better than others.
Yeah.
This one was bad and great.
This was the worst of them, I think. Eddie is pissed off because Joey is just quietly enjoying the car ride and minding her own business. And he basically goes off on her for not talking and is like, yeah, by the way, like, you never said thank you. And she's like, well, you ghosted me, so, like, fuck you.
I will say, props to Joey for not letting go of being ghosted.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she brings it up so many times in this episode, and I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of her, too. She's not worried. She's not worried about the reaction.
Nah.
Then Bob farts and it's disgusting.
It's so gross.
He keeps farting and it's so, he like farts himself awake, right? He was like asleep and farts himself to consciousness.
And then he's basically like goes from farting to like yawning to being like, do you want to fuck? <It's>
like... Which honestly, like, you, on a level, you do have to admire someone who is that, who gives that few fucks.
Yeah. I feel like that's just being like a straight guy. I don't know.
It is. I mean, probably, I guess I feel like it's a, it's, yeah, like it's admirable to be at that level, but like,
also
no
despicable.
One, also despicable. Like, no one of, of no one that's good is at that level, but like you can aspire to that.
It's I don't know. I hated it.
Lena's secretly like, I want that to be me.
I'm like, don't you want to just like fucking like freely rip farts and then wake up to fuck? Like, isn't that the dream?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's my dream. Sorry.
It's my dream too. I'm married, so.
I mean, that's what I hope married life is.
Good luck. It's close, but not. It's not quite there.
Okay. At least keeping that fart game under control.
Yes. At least let it go.
I wonder if she'll ever listen to this.
Hey, girl.
Yes. Hi.
I'll tell her that you said to fart more.
Please do.
No,
pass
please
that
don't
on.
Tell her I said that.
Okay.
Don't blame me for these noxious gases.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So, like, meanwhile, Audrey's being really disruptive and rude, and she, like, jumps on Eddie's car while they're getting gas, and Joey's like, don't do that. And she's like, why are you defending blue-collar Bobby? And, yeah, and then Audrey finds out that Joey's been in communication with Audrey's mom the whole time, basically feeding her information. Oh. And then while Eddie is like inside getting something from the gas station, Audrey and Bob drive away with the pump still in. Which, wouldn't that like cause an explosion? No?
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay.
But I think it's a bad idea.
Gas station explosion is, like, for some reason, one of my fears. Like, every time I'm at the gas station, I'm like, I need to do everything right so it doesn't explode.
This Did you watch Zoolander at an impressionable age?
Oh.
I mean, I watched it at the age that everybody else watched it.
That's impossible.
Yeah, I agree.
Whenever it came out was when I watched it.
Got it. Understood.
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
This place about to blow.
Hey, James Vanderbeek is in that video, no?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What are we just singing?
Tangent! Tangent! Tangent!
Tangent! tangent. How have we only come up with a tangent warning at the sixth season mark?
Like, because we just haven't cared.
That's true.
It's now because we keep getting better.
So yeah, James Van Der Beek is in Blow. So let's see. Oh yeah, okay. So now Eddie and Joey are without a car. They're trying to hitch. They have this really annoying conversation. Joey basically wants to force help on Audrey, and then she's like, "But maybe I'm not being a very good friend." And, you know, Eddie's like, "Yeah, you are being a good friend, and I'm really glad that I get to spend time with you." And she's like, "Yeah, I also came to hang out with you." But then she says that he's made it clear that he hates her, and she's just a glutton for punishment, even though he literally just said he wanted to spend time with her. And then his response is to basically be like, "I've never cared about anyone more, but because I ditched you that one time, we can't ever fix that, but I love you." And then she's like, "If you love me..."
Fuck.
These podcasters are done. We are just fucking done.
This crew has been leveled.
This crew has been leveled. And she basically is just like, "If you love me, you wouldn't have ghosted." And one of them just needs to, like, I mean, both of them just need to give it up and kind of be like, "Now we both know how we feel about each other. Like, let's figure it out moving forward." But also, he's moving to California anyway, so like, none of this shit matters.
Agree. They just need to bang. Just have a fucking roadside bang, bang it out, and get on with your lives. Because I'm so sick of hearing about how you were ghosted, but then he loves you. It's like, I'm done. I'm done.
"I wish you well." Isn't that the song that plays at the end? Something like that?
Oh my god, yeah. Something like, yeah. That's the vibe.
"I ain't gotta go.
Some type of vibe.
But I'll never forget you." It's your, like, exactly. Arms. It's whatever the plot of the episode is just like the lyrics of the song.
"We left from Boston."
Yes.
"And then Seth farted."
"And I miss you."
We just need to fast forward to the final scene of the spinning. The 360 camera action.
Oh fuck! That's when the song plays.
I know.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, oh god. Okay, there's just one more terrible scene, and then it's basically that. So Audrey and Bob are at a dive bar. A really gross guy is hitting on her, and basically she tries to leave and tries to kind of be like sassy with him, and he grabs her, and it escalates very quickly into assault. It's not funny at all, but the way the guy said, "Hey, all I care about is getting naked with you was so crazy. He's got like a mullet and a mustache. Like, I don't know where they cast this person, but like, this is a person who made a character choice. Okay,
absolutely. Character study.
Character actor, whatever the fuck his name is.
Look at Dirk. His name is Dirk.
Yeah.
Lil
so
Dirk
she
actually is blowing up right now. I wouldn't speak bad on his name.
Who, Dirk?
Lil Dirk.
Lil Dirk.
Who the fuck is Lil Dirk?
I'll send you a link after this. Tangent alert.
Okay. I don't care about us getting naked with you.
You look good out there. I don't care how you kiss.
It's awful.
And honestly, it's very bad and offensive and sad and scary and bad.
It is. It is super scary. She thankfully just like kicks the shit out of him.
Yes.
Joey and Eddie just happen to walk up while it's happening, which makes no sense. And essentially she like hugs Joey and she's like, I think I'm ready for rehab.
Which is, I feel like, people don't actually ever say those words.
No, it was
just
very...
like, you just show up, but like, I don't know. It was very after school special.
It totally was. Now that Audrey has decided she's ready, now they're having like this great time on the road. They eventually get to California. Audrey kind of apologizes to Eddie for being a bitch, and he's like, well, at least like you like me, but Joey hates me. And she's just like, shut up. Like, she's obsessed with you, and get away. And then Joey and Audrey have their little heart to heart. Everyone in Beantown loves you to death.
Beantown.
She says it so weird. She says Beantown in a Midwestern accent, even though no one would even say Beantown. I mean, do people say Beantown in Boston?
Yeah.
They really
weird.
Do.
Oh, God.
It's awful.
Can someone please say Beantown to me in a Boston accent?
No.
Please.
I just say I don't know. Beantown. I don't know how to do it. Beantown. You just got to yell it.
You have to yell it. I'm going to send you guys this pic of Chris after the ep.
My no favorite Boston thing ever is still that like Casey Affleck Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
What?
Send that to me.
No.
Send that to me.
We got to take
is that
tangent.
A Dawson's Creek thing? Is that what you said?
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God. Wait. This is 100% worth
Tangent.
Just watch it real quick. The last one.
Okay. Okay. I think I have seen this.
I've definitely seen this.
And makes me miss the East Coast a lot.
Yes. You
also,
don't find that
I
out here.
Feel like Casey was canceled.
Heavily.
But this
Casey Dunbin canceled.
That tickles me very deeply.
People
it's a great
Dunkin'
clip,
Dunkin' is a cult. Like you're either in it or you're out.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wild.
It's like Massachusetts runs on Dunkin'. That really should be their slogan.
Shout out to Dunkin'. If you want
to
sponsor us.
They don't fucking have Dunkin' out here.
No, they don't have Dunkin'. And
I'm
honestly,
sorry.
Even though I can have nothing that they get, I can't have anything
coffee?
That they serve there. I can have the coffee. And I don't know. It's just fucking, it's a comfort.
I bet
just knowing that
munchkin,
it's there is comforting.
Yeah.
I bet like a powdered ass munchkin is vegan. Like there's just nothing real about that.
I mean, I wish to God because I love them so much.
There might
fucking
be like traces of shit.
Kill for munchkin.
Yeah. Same. Wait. Okay. Tangent on tangent.
Okay.
But quick. What is your favorite munchkin?
I just had this conversation like a week ago.
This can also serve as the katwa. This is the katwa.
Ooh, okay.
Wait, I had a good katwa though. I had like a topical katwa.
Oh, okay. Let's do two.
Then this
wait,
is
do
not
you want,
the katwa.
Do you want me to
but I don't
finish
remember,
this out?
I don't remember it anymore.
Let's answer the Dunkin' question and move on.
Okay.
Tangent and go.
Tangent to go.
Tangent to go. I'm gonna go ahead and side with a chocolate glazed munchkin.
Damn.
That's
You cannot go wrong.
That's so fucking basic for being
Shut
like...
Shut up! They're all basic! The whole,
all of Dunkin's is basic.
I just feel like...
Don't comfort
That is
me.
The very essence of Dunkin's.
It is, but it just like reminds me of how every time we had Munchkins in school, like everyone would go for the chocolate.
Because it's the best one.
I disagree.
If someone says jelly on this
then
podcast,
tell us,
I'm quitting.
Tell us what your favorite one is.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Not really allowed, but okay.
It's powdered sugar and cinnamon.
Are a powdered bitch, and cinnamon is trash. You know how fucked up it is when there's only cinnamon left because nobody wants it because it's the worst.
I always
that
wanted
was,
cinnamon.
Yeah, that was always like the dread. Like you knew it was gonna happen, and you'd eat a couple cinnamon along the way, so it was like less bad when you got there. But
cinnamon palate cleanser
took a few. Yeah. Took a few for the team.
So my favorite was the powdered jelly filled.
Nah.
Wow.
You're wrong.
Very powerful.
Fucking
Munchkin.
Canceled.
Fuck.
I don't care. I will
honestly
die on this hill.
You are 1,000% welcome to share a 50 count Munchkin box with me.
50.
All those jellies, they're yours. Okay?
Okay.
We'll just go. Put you in a corner with your little fucking jellies.
Chili jelly.
I'm gonna need a bib and some chocolate milk.
Oh my god.
Wait,
and I don't
anybody...
want anyone to make eye contact with me.
Guys, I want a fucking 50 count.
Has anybody tried doing like a Munchkin toss into somebody else's mouth?
No. Just into my own. Like, why would I give someone else a Munchkin?
Yeah, you're right.
The odds of it dropping on the floor are too high.
Too risky. Also, I would eat it.
High risk. Yeah.
I would, too.
Yeah,
I would.
Absolutely. Fuck. I don't have any Munchkins. It's impossible for me to get a Munchkin right now. Why did we do this?
It's literally impossible.
There's got to be a place that sells a Munchkin-like object to you.
Yes, but it's not the same.
I honestly think the best bet would be, like, buying them from the grocery store. Like, I've never seen any... Oh, wait, no, there is that one place. Anyway, whatever, tangent.
Safeway has bomb donuts.
Y'all gonna be okay?
Carbs rule everything around me. I can't say
carbs
it.
Carbs rule everything around me.
I feel like we think it's such a hot take to like
to what?
To like get donuts at the grocery store. Sorry.
We are not gonna recover from this.
Not everyone knows that your worst grocery store has your best donuts, okay? That is a hot take. You heard it here first.
Oh my god.
Ep title.
It's just so it's so crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh my god.
Wait, let's end this episode because there's some more gas being passed. We gotta figure out how do we get rid of Seth.
Oh sure. Okay. Who's Seth? Oh, Bob. Okay. So yeah, like they're at the house. Now Joey and Audrey have their little heart to heart. Blah blah blah. At the end of that, Audrey's like, By the way, it's time to let Eddie go. Like, you've had your fun, you gotta let him go. Peace. And then Bob and Audrey leave. Eddie and Joey leave. In the last scene, they're like standing on some pier or something, I don't even know, like the sun is setting and they're like, let's make a plan to meet a year from now, I'm never gonna get over you, let's meet in Paris. And Joey's like, yeah, just in case, let's say goodbye right now.
Just in case.
And basically
you never know what could happen.
She says of him that he's the sweetest, nicest surprise ever, which is crazy because he was so mean. And here I wrote in my notes, Scott's yearbook signature. I forgot that I wrote this. It was because I wrote this because it reminded me of this guy who signed my yearbook in high school and had a very similar message that was like,
let's meet in Paris in a year.
No, it was like, I thought you were so like mean, but it turns out you're nice. Like something like that.
That sounds typical.
Please take a picture. The gram needs to see the full entry.
Yeah, I forgot to pull it out. I was going to show you guys. Then they have like a quick kiss and goodbye, but then like he grabs her and they have a longer slow-mo makeout to, oh yes, the song is like, I only want the best for you.
Hold me.
And
would
that's,
rather eat cinnamon munchkins than watch that again.
Me too.
Low.
Me fucking too. That is the epi.
Okay, I just need to comment on that finale. There's a kissing montage. It's 360 camera action. Eddie is eating her face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be passionate, but he doesn't
have any lips. So have you ever noticed that? He has very, very thin lips. So I think he has to kind of like, I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like it's on her. I feel like every time I see her making out with somebody, it looks like they're eating her face.
So
maybe she's just into that.
Yeah.
She's willing that.
That's like her notes before they do the scene.
Yeah, you're going to be needing to eat my face.
You'd be like, let him eat your face a little bit more, okay? Yeah.
Pretend it's a munchkin.
Yeah.
Damn. Exactly. I mean,
chocolate glazed munchkin.
You think Eddie doesn't hang out in Dunkin' every fucking day?
Eddie currently works in a Dunkin'.
Yeah.
That's in Worcester.
Sounds blessed, honestly.
Seriously, like
he's got a 401k. There's no shame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an asshole, so that sucks.
Damn. Do we have this other Katwa? Adam, did you remember?
I don't remember it.
Damn. A topical Katwa.
What is this other
Katwa? It had something to do with
Katwa.
Seth Rogen.
Favorite Seth Rogen movie?
I can't recall it. This is a complete and total disaster.
How about a challenge of do your best Seth Rogen laugh?
Oh, God. That's a good one, but I got to think about that.
I got to be, like, coughing.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Yep. It's very guttural. It's like...
No, I think that was a little bit too high-pitched, but it is like a coughing laugh.
It's like a...
Yeah.
That's closer. That's closer.
We both know someone who has that laugh.
We do?
Well, me and Adam more so know someone.
Type it in the chat.
I'll just bleep his name, although I think he would not give a fuck. It's Dan. He has Dan, a Seth Rogen laugh.
Oh,
like
100%. Why did I think that's who it would be?
Because that's who it is.
I think my question was on along the lines of, have you seen the new Seth Rogen film on HBO?
Which one?
It's like something about a pickle. It's like Pickle Man or something.
No, I haven't seen that.
He's supposed to be playing this Jewish person that was like fleeing the Holocaust that got pickled. And because he was pickled, his like body was preserved and he wakes up in like 2020 and hangs out with his like ancient descendant ancestor. Not ancestor, but like great, great, great grandkid.
Whoa.
What?
It's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But okay. The cobbler was like, I can't recall it. It had something to do with this. We could do another MFK.
Let's do MFK.
MFK.
Bob, Eddie.
I say Bob.
Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill, Seth Rogen.
Wait,
Seth Rogen are separate entities?
Oh, no, they're the same person. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bob, Uncle Bill, CJ.
Oh!
Bob, Uncle Bill, CJ. Okay.
I mean, kill Uncle Bob.
Bill.
This one might be too easy.
Uncle Bill. kill Bill.
Ooh.
Fuck Bob, marry CJ.
All right, I'm going to kill Bill, fuck CJ, marry Bob.
That's probably the right choice.
Yeah, I'm going to echo Adam on that. Yeah.
I'll stand by my choice.
Oh, CJ would be so boring.
CJ would be the worst husband ever. Like, divorce me, please. Please serve me papers.
Bob would just sit there and get, like, super high and, like, laugh at stupid comic books and, like, be worthless but out of the way also.
Worthless and out of the way, but if you're going to be, like, a useless husband, you need to at least be making money, in my opinion.
Yeah, or, maybe. Like, cooking me dope shit.
Or cooking me dope shit, yeah.
He'll get, like, high and, like, bake munchkin brownies, and it'll be good every, like, third
munchkin
try.
Munchkin brownies? I'm dying.
Woo! Tangent.
What? That was a response to the Kawa. Very topical.
Very.
All right. We did it.
We blasted.
Woo! Three we certified lover boys.
Wow.
Next episode is episode 14, Clean and Sober. Oh, Pacey and Jack throw a party that is replete with surprises. A visit to see Audrey in rehab brings Dawson to face to face with a movie-making legend.
Oh, I remember this one. This will be good. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Please do follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And till then, creaking out.
Creaking out.
Creaking out.